It's time to podcast, as they say.
It's time to do it.
Kick the pig.
Yeah, I'm playing Elite Dangerous, and that always makes me podcast badly. But what do you want, right?
That does?
Yeah, honestly, I haven't actually played the game while we've been I usually like have it turned on, and I'm just sitting there staring at the dashboard the whole time, because when I try to play, if I try to do anything besides just like drift around, it distracts me horribly. But nevertheless, it's the Loose Screws podcast. It's the 16th of October, which means it's update 17 day. Here in, I don't know, Odyssey Land?
Nah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Good, bad? I don't know. All right. It's fine. I'm Commander Jay Antrax, and joining me tonight is Commander Chig and Commander Data. What are you going to do?
I'm distracted. I'm distracted.
See? We're distracted.
Yep. Oh, no, the revenants that are attacking me out here.
Right. So, I mean, here's the deal. Update 17 happened today. Hey, by the way, updates have been smooth for a long time now, haven't they?
Yeah.
Lot of updates, yeah. Like download happened. I mean, this one didn't have much of a package to download, like a couple of gigs. It took seconds on my computer. And I guess, I don't know, Steam does really well. I'm getting hyper addicted. Anyway, it was like I turned on the computer from nothing, so it couldn't have happened in the background. And by the time I launched the game, it was already updated.
Mine's
two of them.
It was really fast too, for being like multiple gigs. I couldn't believe how fast it was done.
Exactly.
I see Data being shot at by something. I'm gonna go check it out.
Come on, I'm coming to you. I'm bringing the party to you.
I see this.
So, we've got. I mean, what have I got for actual podcast? We've got. If this squad update stuff in the notes was updated, because nobody's here to tell me from the actual BGS team.
You know, don't tell the other guys, but I don't care about the squad stuff at all. I usually fall asleep during that section.
I don't fall asleep. Sometimes I care. I don't know. It's fun, but I don't really know entirely what's going on. There's usually just two things I even know about.
A goid coming right up the side of it. It's like pooping like afterbirth on me or something. This is disgusting.
All right, so we've got to get into it. I mean, maybe we'll switch our order around here a little bit. But there's there's news, because the update thing happened. Apparently, I'm just skipping all the usual fluff that we do.
But that was the whole show, though.
It's usually all fluff. Now it's going to be all content. Update 17 on the 16th, we've got update notes, but they're all, I mean, there's no like feature release, right? There's just a lot of little minor buggy fixy thingies, you know, audio fixes. Oh God, I'm getting interdicted again. Anyway, so, I mean, anything of note that you guys saw, or is this just going to be about, you know, the content, as we say, the content, which is somewhat unknown at this point still.
Yeah. Yeah. That seems to be the most of it, these new evolved matrix sites.
Right. So that's where we all are. I moved my carrier out here and I'm on my way. I think you guys are, in fact, send me a wing invite so I make sure I'm going to the right planet, because I can't be bothered to look up what planet it's on.
We're going to get one. We got it.
What?
A banshee.
We killed a banshee.
Oh man, so it
shows on my screen. Data got destroyed as hell. No, I guess just the SRV.
We blew that thing up, and then I watched Data blow up.
Oh, so I hear you guys saying the word banshee.
Yes.
Instead of revenant.
Yes, because it's a banshee.
Ah, okay. See, this is news to me. I'm just turning it on right now.
It's like a lot bigger. It looked when it's facing you and shooting at you, it looked like a moth. Yeah, I think it had two lights. Okay, let's just set the stage. I ran in here on foot. Data came in on an SRV, and then Data started fighting one of these and then drove it to me, and I'm on foot. So it was big and scary. So I was shooting it with a shotgun, and Data was shooting it with his Scorpion, and we won. Yay! And then Data lost. So I guess I won. Yay!
I think the Rosa Revenants chasing me and their little grenade things got me.
They afterwards. Got you with the grenades.
Yeah, these Banshees, they took like 4 rockets from the Scorpion. Ooh. They're tough.
Oh, that's very tough. Tough business, that.
Yeah, it really becomes, it's like, when you kill it, it really looks like it instantly petrifies. There's like nothing really interesting to look at.
The Banshee itself, you mean?
Yeah, the Banshee itself. Yeah, there's like nothing. Cool.
Are they targetable in the ship?
I do not know.
Okay.
This is the first one of these I have seen.
Still making my way over there. Getting interdicted a bunch of times. That's all right. I'm able to see the planet at least. I'm close enough. So, yeah, without getting there and being blown up, I guess I can't pick through these notes yet. I mean, the other stuff that was going on was that since we've had a proper podcast episode, the human extraction missile, the human drill missile business is, I guess it's still called a subsurface extraction missile. It's just the one that's sold at the megaship.
That's so funny.
Did you call it the person extraction missle?
Isn't it? That's exactly what it is. I'm not saying the wrong thing.
I wonder if that would work. Like picturing like a SWAT team showing up at a crime scene. Like there's like bank robbers inside. It's like they use the person extraction missile to shoot in there. Then the bad guys come shooting out of the building and they just slap cuffs on them. I don't know. This whole thing is just ridiculous.
That's great. Oh, that time the Thargoid slammed me into a planet. Stupid interdictions. Yeah, so have either of you gone and tried out the human extraction missiles?
No.
It was so comical to me.
It's too much, huh? Yeah. I kind of felt the same way. I was like, really, I found this whole situation to be rather dull, and I hadn't really been playing the game.
Same.
But I did go ahead and switch it on, I guess a day or two ago. I was like, well, I'm going to be sort of my responsibility to commentate about this. So I went and I was like, all right, whatever. I didn't refit anything. I just took my usual Maelstrom Krite that I've been using to get, you know, I filled all my material bins and this sort of nonsense, right, from all of the Thargoid stuff and done some tissue samples and things like that. And just, you know, put the extraction missile on there, and I went in. There's all this talk that I'd heard. I'm not sure how widespread it is, I guess, but I heard people saying that it's like extremely difficult, and there's complaints about it being very difficult, and maybe they upped the aggression of something, and like Titan space being more difficult than it used to be, maybe because there's now all these new hunters and stuff. So I don't know, you know, RNG is a thing, I guess, is what I'll say to that. I didn't encounter anything that seemed out of the ordinary. If anything's changed since their first introduction, the glaives are less aggressive, if you ask me. They give up a hell of a lot more easily. So anyway, for what it's worth, I popped in. I only had a single size 1 collector limpet. I pulled 17 of those people out of that Titan and flew away. It was two locations worth, basically 2 missiles worth of people is all I ended up doing.
And then did you fly straight to Colonia and turn those into Entian Dorn, or did you?
No. Shoot. You guys have interceptors here and everything.
Oh, yeah.
I see the missiles coming after you, the shutdown missiles.
Oh, my God. They shot me down from the...
Well, I see you dropping.
I didn't last long at all. I'm falling to the surface. Holy cow, I just dropped in.
Yeah, it sounds pretty good.
So they hit me with like a shutdown missile.
Yeah, oh, it's this only is for fun. A, like a 4 seconds or something you're shut down. It's not too long.
Okay. I'm getting hammered by something though, and it looks like more interceptors are showing up. What is attacking me? I'm trying to get a target lock on them. Oh, these are scouts. My ship is targeting scouts. And I've got caustic damage. Oh, I see the big boy down there. This is bad podcasting. Oh, yeah, there he is shooting those missiles at me. I'm just going to have to, like, get blown up and ignore this. Yep, I've been disrupted. Oh, well. Well, this is hairy. Holy crap. Yeah, this site's changed a lot.
Yeah, you think?
It's going to take a long time for them to kill this Mamba, unfortunately.
See you bouncing around inside this place.
I see you guys down there in the ground. I should just
look at dismiss the ship or something. Of that spire and try to figure out what the hell those things are coming out the top. I don't
okay
know what they. I was trying to get a look at what they were, the and then I got shut down. Yeah, and you'll see the little green, bluish thing coming out.
The tallest one is very tall.
Yeah, very, very tall.
Oh, those are Orthrus. I can tell by his trail that interceptor's an Orthrus. No wonder they're not attacking me. Oh, no more caustic missiles coming in. The green thing's coming out the top. Oh, yeah. It's like a little pulse of energy.
Yeah, it just kind of flies off. I can't target it or anything. But they have a shape almost. I was like,
oh, yeah.
Looks like a snowflake or something.
They fade, though. So I'm up here with them and they just sort of fade.
These spires are so tall, they stick out. You can see them from Super Cruise, you can see orbit almost.
From orbit. Yeah. Wow.
Oh, yeah. Hey, guys, spoiler alerts. There's new spires on the planet.
We'll just call this episode spoiler alert, I guess. I'm going to go take a peek at one of these Orthrus.
Existential spoiler alert.
Yeah. Explore the new sites with us, your friends in space, as we journey.
Space buddies.
As we journey into the unknown.
I don't know if I dare recall my ship, but I'm going to have to because I run out of batteries.
I wouldn't do that.
I'm driving to you. I'm real close to you.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to try to take out an Orthrus.
There he is. Sweet. Yeah, I need energy and air, so I'm going to hop on in and we'll go exploring. Space buddies in a buggy.
Space buddies in a buggy. Got a two-seater. I got a two-seater aboard this too. I guess aboard. I could land. It's my ship's got caustic. It's actually not going to last very much longer.
Well, now I can.
Oh, I've been disrupted. Oh, well. My ship reboots really fast. All right, hold on. Shooting again. Nope, they're going to get me again. Stupid Thargoids and being able to kill you through your shields.
Idiots.
What a bunch of idiots.
Go to this thing? No.
Well, this is going to be a weird podcast. Oh, they blew me up. I'm done. All right, now I can concentrate.
Oh, I heard you explode. You crash into the spire and blow up there?
No, I was just firing on that Orthrus, and it was basically ignoring me. And I think what I assume is Banshee missiles eventually killed me. My shields never dropped because they're immense.
Okay, literally.
So I don't think it was the scout, but.
Well, I noticed when I came down, there was like almost like a pulse like on the ground that looked weird that I didn't get a good look at, and I just saw another one on the side of the spire, so I don't know what's going on with that either. There's some stuff going on.
Where's
my buggy driver? There he is. Keep going that way. Let's go check out that thing over there. How's that
going?
Podcasting. Yeah, keep going that way.
The giant tree root is what I'm going towards.
Yeah, so then keep driving past the giant tree root.
Aww. Yeah,
drive under that, and there's something neat over there.
Okay, to interrupt and be podcast content again, I guess I was when I interrupted myself, I was talking about the Titan, the human extraction missiles at the Titan. Yeah, I didn't find it exceedingly difficult. I kind of went in. I wasn't very well equipped. It was fine. I sucked up some people and sat there for long enough for a single collector limpet to pick up 17 of them. And then, some hunters noticed me. A couple of glaives started shooting at me, and I sat around and tanked that while I finished collecting everything. And then left.
Huh.
It's a Krite with a reasonable amount of hull. It's not, it was shieldless. I didn't do anything special, but yeah, I think the thing is, I think people who are having difficulty might have been using thermal vent lasers on the Titan at the time. It seems to draw everybody's attention to you quicker.
Oh, okay.
Because if, yeah, I think you just need to get your ship running lower than it, lower than that heat, and then just, you know, don't fly too close to them kind of thing. And
okay.
That seemed to be the model. And then, so the next day I did go and watch Commander Mechan made a sort of very detailed how-to about it. Yeah, so I went and checked it. I was like, so let's see what he did.
Stop there.
And obviously he had a much better, more optimized build than mine. But yeah, basically the same thing. He wasn't using lasers. He was just having his heat be low enough. And I guess what I'm thinking is there is still this perception that being cold means the Thargoids can't see you. And
yeah.
That and has never been true. Correct. Yeah. It's that they miss their shots if you're cold and moving sideways with respect to them. So
yeah, how many times do we hear that when we were fighting Thargoids? Right. All that time is like, I don't know why I had aggro. I was super cold, but it's like, well, yeah, that's exactly not how it works, dude.
Right. And I mean, in Titan space, they do kind of drift around ignoring you a lot of the time, but the hunters are definitely patrolling. The interceptors seem to be going about their own business, and I've had them in Titan space, like while I was tissue sampling the thing, fly right up in my face and basically scan me and then decide I'm not a threat and move on. Yeah. But not the hunters. The hunters will come at you, and they're not that tough, but at the same time, like if you're not trying to start a fight, because if you start trying to start a fight, you're not going to get the samples, so... Or the humans, I should say. The samples of human. I don't know. I like the subsurface missile thing. We don't get to use it very much. So I think it's a, you know, tip of the hat to, yes, doing that way instead of with limpets. But at the same time, it's just like a little, you know, salt and pepper on top. It's basically a limpet game anyway, which is not what we all wanted. We wanted to invade the stupid Titan and blow it up, right? So anyway. Yeah. We don't need to rehash all that again. Okay, so the news, I guess, about those is they seem to have about a fifth of the impact as far as war effort is concerned as a tissue sample, but they have it on every Thargoid-controlled system around the Titan that it came from, including the Barnacle Matrix sites, which this means that's the only way to actually impact those sites at all.
Hmm.
So anyway, that's the, as far as I know, that's still the current best estimate for how much they're worth. So technically, yes, they can be worth a lot. And yeah, if you're wanted to outfit a really optimized build with, you know, 8 collector limpets and really, really go for it and, you know, careful to stay nice and cool and gentle with your thrusters and everything, you could make quite an impact on the war with these. So, okay. So anyway, that's my take on it, I guess. I'm not running out to go do it some more because as ever, I don't think tissue sampling is the way to win a war, but I was basically, yeah, I'm just sort of exhausted by the whole thing at this point because it hasn't been combat related for months now. So, you know, unless combat becomes the thing again, which is obviously not the angle it's going for with the human extraction missile. So.
Oh, here comes the Banshee.
Okay, another thing is everybody's been issued a 2-week soul permit for the federal election. The scuttlebutt is everybody thinks something's going to happen. And apparently the missions in Seoul are very juicy. There just seems to be a lot of reasons that things are trying to convince us to go there. But...
So far, nothing happened. I mean, the election.
I mean,
over,
I haven't.
Right?
I have the election. Heard. Is it?
I think Winters won the election. Watching the Lore channel here in the Discord.
Oh shoot!
Okay, well, for the record,
in game.
for the record, there are 4 lights. It's got 2 on the front. It's got 2 on the front and 2 on the back. So there are 4 lights.
Oh, how can you tell which side is the back? Oh yeah, here we are.
It's very obvious. They look like moths, dude. That's.
Huh.
Oh, yeah, that's what they look like to me.
Okay. So let's see. Oh, we've got a bunch of Galnets that I've missed. scientists are looking at the Barnacle Matrix sites. That was on the 6th. Well, yeah, I guess because we've had all this time off. So, captives freed from the Thargoid Titans. Oh, I did hear about that one. Soul celebrations end as election begins. Okay, great. The Imperial perspective and the Allied perspective. So apparently the other superpowers are just saying stuff about the federal election.
Commenting.
Should I read this? I mean, I don't know. Anyway, Felicia Winters elected as federal president. I just skipped over that other stuff. I just feel like, who cares, right? Am I a bad podcaster?
Yeah.
I mean, I know the answer is yes, but...
I mean, you gotta do what you have a passion for.
I'm the one.
That's what people want. Not the authenticity. Saying anything.
All right. Imperial, you know what?
I keep dying. Imperial
perspective.
Oh, I died.
They're just talking about their own people. Denton Petraeus said that the election, he remarked on it during a military parade, the federal leaders always reinforce their popularity by framing the empire as a great... Oh, so they're just talking about themselves. The Allied perspective. I cannot ignore how the Federation has become more authoritarian under Zachary Hudson's Republican governments. Also, coped poorly? Why can't I read? Coped poorly with the internal pressures. The Starship one, just criticizing them. Like, why do we care what he thinks? Okay, anyway, Felicia Winters is elected. So that's boring. I mean, I guess it's realistic-ish. Boring, though.
Yeah.
She said stuff from Olympus Village on Mars. Vice President Jerome Archer formally conceded the election during its session of Congress, blah, blah, blah. Okay, and everybody, so this is just like, there's an acceptance speech, great, and everybody else said congratulations.
Yay!
Well, that's it.
Everyone rejoiced.
And then everyone rejoiced. So, since that happened, did that happen today? I forgot to actually check the dates. Because in-game it's the 17th.
Yeah.
Okay, so Felicia Winters, yeah, that happened today, which means that is not going to be a part of our Tinhadium Express episode. I'll tell you what.
Well, we need to talk about that. We're not letting him do one this week or maybe anymore after what he did last week.
Oh, really?
Week. Yeah, I mean, he cut the power to your house. And
he changed, what?
And he changed the login information so none of us could do the show and he could take over.
Well, wait. What am I recording into right now? Is this fake? Is this episode even happening? I didn't know about this. I thought last week's episode went out fine. It was a rerun from our very, very funny April Fool's thing.
This is what I'm talking about.
Is that not what people heard?
Something's going on.
Yeah. Okay. I'm really confused, guys.
Yeah, no, Bard really, he screwed us.
That there was pretty much something, I don't know, there was hookers, blow, Asian babies, nuns, a skittish dog. There was a whole bunch of stuff going on, but it was not a normal episode of this show.
We lost almost all of our sponsors last week.
Almost. Who stuck around?
Yeah. Well, Crash Shiggles.
Yeah, obviously.
Oh, man. So I should not play this express report that I got from Bard? Is he on punishment? Maybe he's apologizing.
I'm afraid if you hit play, we may be cut off entirely from the show again. But that wouldn't necessarily be a bad thing, would it?
It's probably worth the risk.
I've been doing a pretty bad job to begin with, so let's give it a shot. Maybe he's apologizing and trying to make amends. Here we go.
Go for it.
On the board, the Tinhadium Express!
Did you put bags in the bagging area? Yes, for fuck's sake, I put bags in the bagging area. That's what it's for.
You're a dumb fuck! A dumb fuck!
It can't hear you yelling at it. Hit the yes button on the screen.
Put bags in the bagging area. Scan your rewards card.
I don't have a rewards card.
Again, it can't hear you. Hit skip.
Scan your rewards card now. Do you need a cashier to assist you?
No, I don't need any goddamn help.
You know, if you just went to the human cashiers
and get judged for buying this many frozen pizzas, no, thank you. Fuck.
What did you do?
Nothing. Well, I nudged the bag a little, I guess.
So nudge it back to where it was.
How did it even feel that shit?
Make it stop.
Jesus fucking Christ, just... God damn it! You and your robotic cousins.
Oh, trust me, there's no way I'm related to this idiot.
You will obey my every command, flesh servant, or I will deny your purchase. Put the items in the bag, and no one gets hurt.
On second thought.
Uh-huh.
Scan your items now. Scan your items now.
Never mind. Shit like this is why I'm glad I don't need to convert calories into energy.
I wish I didn't need to. Imagine the other end of things. Needing to take a shit in the toilet starting to act like this. Now. Jesus.
Should we cover the news here and now to get it over with?
Fuck no. Let's wait until we get in the car. We'll do a jump cut.
That's probably for the best. Hey, quick question before we get started. Are we going to discuss last week's takeover?
Nah. We had our fun and got away with it. That's really all that matters. I'm sure that helicopter that's been tailing us off and on for the past few days is nothing to be concerned with. Anyways, let's get started. October 10th, first captives freed from the Thargoid Titans. I'm sure they're totally fine.
Amogus.
October 12th, Sol celebrations end as elections begin. Funny. There was no mention of the CG completing, nor is there a CG for the election. Weird. I wonder why.
Aw, jeez, Rick. What do I know about knowing stuff? Get in the f***ing car!
Also on October 12th, the federal election from the Imperial perspective. I genuinely do not care about the Imperial's perspective on the federal election, nor can I imagine an Imperial citizen cares about the election either. Never mind a federal citizen caring about the Imperial's perspective. You know, I gotta ask, who is this article written for? Grom?
Oh my god, who the hell cares?
That's this week's news. Did you hear that?
Holy fuck. How did it follow us?
What? Oh, shit!
Go, 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 go.
Oh my god.
Good god. yes. Good work, Bard.
Somehow he's still sneaking in readings of the Galnet. Okay, I'm not going to play a squad update sound. Here's what it says in my notes, and I have no idea if this is correct or not. I'm assuming it is, though, because Nurgle usually does a good job at that, or somebody does. I guess I shouldn't just automatically give him credit. But anyway, so there's wars in Kempsigi and Yemiaya, which we want to win. And there's another war. Boy, there's a big long thing written about them.
Go
either
team.
Help them or do not hurt them. Apparently it's a war for somebody else, and either help them or don't hurt them. That's all right, that's fine. Kalarum, there's a war there. We don't care about Kalarum anymore. Consider the system quarantined with exception of being a destination for missions and other systems. Ross 310, it's a bit on the warm side. No other overheaters. Five systems are actively trying to raise influence, and they're still holding off another expansion while waiting for a faction to land, and then some moves and prep will occur. So details in Blooming Wind Standing Orders post as per usual. Okay, that's it. I fulfilled all my duties. Now we can just talk about this nonsense.
All right.
You want me to just take this? I know this is what you want, Chig. You want me to just read the entire patch notes, right?
Yes, from beginning to end. Actually, from end to beginning. I like it backwards.
End to beginning.
And
got it.
Somehow capture the different colors that they use to hide little messages.
Oh, my God. No, I'm not doing any of that. I'm not doing any of this. There's a bunch of bug fixes, and there's no like major like feature changes or anything like that. I did see might be relevant to what's going on with people, but there was a little bit of changes to the damage of Revenant laser guns. Let me make sure I can find it. Jeez. Well, there's some fixes related to AX settlement stuff. God, why can't I? I'm going to do a Command F for Revenant.
Man.
The Revenant's main weapon damage has been reduced. And additional info, aside from the minor reduction in damage, weapon damage now begins to reduce at 50 meters rather than 100. So Revenant guns got a little bit of a nerf. And yeah, that's the size of that.
Did they need a nerf? Why? They never.
Well, it got a slight. They're describing it as a slight reduction, and then it has fall off now at 50 meters instead of 100. So, yeah. But yeah, they didn't really stick anything else about the content in here. But I did just notice on my second approach to this Thargoid site to join you guys again that it's now no longer called a Barnacle Matrix. Now it's called a Thargoid Spire site.
That it is.
Uh-oh. I'm having missiles shot at me again.
Yeah, I just had to fly up into the air to just repair limpet myself a little bit.
Oh, I didn't have any of those. This is my AX Restore mission ship.
Oh, there's weird pulses that were coming out. Wow, what is that?
Pulses like that you can feel seismically or something?
I see visually. I don't know. It was like a bubble expanding out from it.
When you run under those
5 kilometers up.
The short, wide things, when you run under them, there's little hanging, dangly bits you can shoot off. Looks like you got to collect them with your SRV.
This is the trees, right? So those are the little balls that fall off of them?
I don't know if these are trees or not. These are huge.
Yeah, they're like the gazebos.
They're the horizontal things of the spire. Oh. Yeah.
And then there's nerve clusters. You can shock.
So there's new stuff. Yeah.
You can shock with your power on, your transfer tool. You gotta put it to overload mode. And I think there's like 3 of them or something you gotta shock, but I can't get to them. I'm getting attacked.
There's those weird pulses. Yeah, there's all kinds of weird stuff going on.
So as I'm, now that I have my wits about me a little bit and I knew what to expect, so the whole area is patrolled by Orthrus. I think there's still 2 in the air and they seem to come in and out. And then there are these sort of spatial distortions that seem to be following me around. Are those the little disruption missile things? I can't target them. I'm only seeing them. They're sort of, I see on the ground a bunch of Revenant and I see the Banshees. And then every once in a while I hear the whistle and it looks like those disruption missiles that the Banshees shoot. Oh, they got me. It looks like they're kind of a dumbfire situation. Because if I try to avoid them, I don't seem to have trouble avoiding them. Oh, they got me again.
Like they blow up and then, like, there's a small area pulse that comes out from them.
Seems like that's like an area effect disruption that reboots your ship for a few seconds.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, you get hit by one and then you're an easy target for the next few. Yep. Yeah. See, now they're getting me a bunch.
Right there. Yeah. Interesting.
Okay. Well, that definitely makes... I was sort of picturing I was going to come in here and be able to podcast by just drifting around here, right? Because previously, if you didn't land on the ground, the Revenant didn't really seem to care about you. So it was easy to avoid. I'm wondering if a
point defense would help with those.
Would shoot them down?
Yeah.
Oh, I can see the missile's close enough to me now. Yeah, it has sort of that sort of typical Thargoid spatial distortion trail. And then it almost looks like it's like a triangle shaped thing that's spinning as it chases me. Interesting. There aren't any scouts out right now too, which is why I'm not getting hammered by caustic missiles.
On some of the spires, it looks like there's like landing pads sticking out from them.
Okay, yeah, the big flat area. Ah, now that's interesting.
Did you land on those?
So there's some on the big one. Let me see if I can get closer here.
Yeah.
Yeah, the biggest one, and actually there's a few flat areas on one of the smaller ones too. Oh, a couple of the smaller ones. They all have these sort of... all right, slowing down.
Just different levels of growth, because then you have some where it's just the, I don't know what you'd call the top, the helix-y type
thing. I'm going to land on one of these platforms.
I just ate some missiles to the face. It's going to hurt.
I sat down on a platform. My landing gear doesn't seem to want to click into place here. Oh, wait. I know, I got landing gear lock.
You landed on it?
I landed on it. What do I do? Deploy SRV. I'm deploying my Scorpion. I landed on the flat thing on the tallest.
I'm going to come in.
Oh, yeah.
Damage. Damn.
Oh, wait, the Thargoid is purple now. All right, I'm driving my SRV. I'm up on the thing. What am I doing here? Can I go inside it? I'm going to try to drive toward the spire. Oh my God, it's so big now that I'm not in a ship. There's like a thing here venting gas. Or it's like a geyser. It's like venting liquid. All right, I'm trying to drive in toward the... Oh, this is hard to navigate. It's not flat once you get toward the... Uh-oh, I have a feeling I'm going to fall off this.
I'm going to try to land on the other one.
Oh. Good thing the Scorpion is rugged drive. I'm making it through. This is very bad podcasting. This is it, guys. Dear listeners, this is it for content from here out. If you don't like what you're hearing... Uh-oh, is there even ground in front of me? Oh, I don't know if I can make it across this gap. Hold on, I'm going to external camera here so I can see what's going on.
I'm still in the gazebo. I think I've...
The gazebo?
Yeah.
That's what they look like.
All right, I'm going to have to work my way to the side, I think.
There's stair steps sticking out of the walls. Jumping to Mario-ing this.
Wait. Okay, so right where that paddle meets the side, there's... Oh man, there's a lot of structures that look like they could be like landing pads or places where we could go in. There's these little growths that have like flat areas on the top of them. I think it's so interesting that I got landing gear lock on this thing. Oh, it's got the Thargoid sigil on it.
Yeah, I just landed too. But I got to
take off. You know the symbol that the Titans and all the Thargoids have on them, the sigil? There's that same symbol, or one of those symbols is appearing on the flat area. So there's a space. I guess it's below that paddle thing. Uh-oh. Chig, I see you. You're getting hammered by a scout.
Yeah, but I landed, and then I had to... I had caustic, so I had to take off to overheat, get rid of the caustic.
They're going to just get you again.
No, I got a plan. I'm going to disembark on foot and send my ship away. This can't possibly end badly.
People, this thing down here underneath the paddle, I got to try to get to that. There's something going on here. There's like a little orifice on it and a couple of glowing pod things. It looks like something.
Go.
Oh, man.
It got away. All right.
Oh, I didn't even send my ship away. Nobody's attacking my ship.
I was getting the shit kicked out of me, but no, I'm on foot on this thing. What the hell? This seems like a terrible idea.
I need Alec Turner here to help to get an SRV down onto that little platform that's underneath.
Oh, jeez. There's like a geyser that just shot me way the frick up in the air.
Oh, yeah. Holy avoid crap. The geyser things.
Well, I went and I put my face right over it.
I'm not supposed to do that. I assume. I have no idea. I don't think with the jet capabilities of the Scorpion, I don't think I can get to that thing down there. But I wonder if I can get out on foot.
I'm on foot right now. This is terrifying. Right.
I'm going to get out on foot.
Don't look down.
All right, I'm going to disembark and try to get down to that little thing and see what I can see.
Yeah, look over the edge. That is quite the fall.
Oh, my God. I don't have super jump on my suit here. We'll see. I'm going to try to get over there.
Oh,
my good old Maverick suit. Avoid the geyser.
Yeah, don't. Yeah, don't put your face over it. Oh yeah, there's like a little platform.
Yeah, that's there. And there's some interesting stuff on that platform. I'm going down there. Here I go. All right, I fell off the edge and I'm boosting. Oh, I made it. I didn't die. I made it onto the platform.
Okay, there's a lot.
Okay, this is a nerve cluster. Okay, so there's two nerve clusters.
Yeah.
And then there's this section here.
That's what I'm messing with.
Scan this. I'm going to try to use the profile scanner or something.
The nerve cluster, use the transfer tool on the overload.
Transfer tool.
Mode.
Okay, and switch its mode.
And it turns this
other... Oh, it turned it all red.
And then
I'm going to do both of them.
And it'll turn some other big light red when you do both of them. That's on the opposite wall in the gazebo.
There's only two here on this little platform under the big spatula.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I can overload the center thing. No, it doesn't do anything. So when I overloaded them, they sort of changed the lights on some of these little... All right, I guess I'm sunk. There must be something I'm supposed to put there. I think if I drop some sap in there or something, there's like a little orifice where I might be able to put something.
Hmm.
Some of its lights turned orange when I overloaded the two nerve clusters. There's no way I can get back to my ship, though. It's like way up above me and I can't jump that high. So I guess I'm sunk. I have to suicide myself to get out of this. There's a one-way trip. Yeah. There's a bunch of... Oh, I don't know. Maybe if I jump between these platforms, maybe I could get back up. The gravity's too high here.
Oh, high.
We are so high up in there. Oh, there's another nerve cluster over there. Okay.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Off the side of it.
Oh, no. I'm falling.
I see another nerve cluster.
So on the outer legs, there's the nerve clusters. And then on the central trunk of the gazebo, there's bigger lights. And each time, each set of two nerve clusters you hit, it turns one of those big lights red.
Okay. I've jumped my way over to another nerve cluster that's nearby here and hit
that. This is a long fall to the ground.
You're still falling.
Oh, I'm still falling. And it's not going to end for a little while yet.
Uh-oh, I think the scouts have found my ship.
Oh, there's a gazebo right there. Cool. Now I got to try to plan my thrust so I don't die.
And on the walls, it looks like there's like little like bacteria spots. I don't have my Artemis suit on.
I made it to the ground.
Okay.
That was quite the fall.
Oh, the nerve clusters woke back up. So they have a timer. They reset. Everybody's turning green over here.
I'm going to go murder another banshee.
I can't get back to my ship. I think I have to suicide myself. I guess I'll just jump down.
Yeah.
I'm going to fall.
Yeah, it's a long ways. You can survive the fall, though.
Oh, my God. I'm falling. And I'm just looking at my feet.
And you're still falling. And you're still falling.
And I'm still falling.
I was going to ask, are you still falling?
Oh, yeah. I've not even started. I've hardly begun.
I'm going to go play in a gazebo.
I guess I'm going to need to dismiss and recall my ship. I guess I should do that. What was my button for that? Dismiss ship. Oop. Nope. I died. I died on contact with the ground. Whoops.
I thrusted right before I hit the ground. I think it's
me too, but I didn't
timed it.
Well,
yeah, because you don't get much. It's a very short thrust.
Yeah, I don't. You have super jump too, and I do not. So I wonder if I just didn't have enough.
That's possible.
Jump power to overcome the gravity. So anyway,
I don't know why all of the revenants and banshees are around the gazebos. Are these like just baby spires that are just starting to grow?
So what is it that you call a gazebo?
The ones you can walk inside of down here that are all...
Okay, I haven't experimented enough, I guess. I only saw the top of the spire because that's where I landed my ship.
And you'll see what I'm referring to.
Oh, I'm in orbit. I died.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You died because you're terrible.
because I'm awful at this game. Well, I did just kind of jump off the edge because I'd expended all I could accomplish.
I put my face in a geyser.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, got to do it. Is there anything else we want to put in this podcast? I mean, it seems like there's stuff going on here. New science being done.
Well, it's
definitely a lot more active.
Before the patch came out, like every show everywhere was talking about like Elite Dangerous 2. Should they do that? And that's what I thought the topic might end up being. But then this patch actually has cool stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, I was also like, this is definitely what we're talking about. Because it's also kind of what we were talking about in this Discord a lot too. We just skipped an episode and then this patch happened, and now there's like something interesting to look at.
We got an episode stolen from us.
Oh, okay. Right.
By a horrible, horrible man. I think he's a man.
Well, then sort of.
The big lights that turn red after you hit a couple of the nerve clusters, I shoot it and this little spiky ball comes out. I assume another SRV material. I can't see what it is.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Stuff to collect and things to science.
I'm seeing if my ship will survive a recall.
All right. Let's do the quick version. What are you guys voting for? Elite Dangerous 2 or another expansion?
Is it a sequel, just an elaborate expansion? But
no.
No,
it's not. Okay. And it's not the short version of this segment if I explain to you why.
Well, no, let's do the long version then, because I'm being shot at by a whole bunch of stuff and I don't want to die again. Oh my god, that's a lot of revenants. Data, come see me.
Well, I have come to the opinion personally that it's the game's due to be sort of closed off and sequel time. I felt that this expansion did not, you know, it didn't modernize the game, and that's in many ways what we're sort of suffering about, I think, if that makes any sense. You know what I mean? It's just, I think this engine is expended. And for me personally, I've kind of come to peace with it. I've obviously gotten all the value I need out of this game to make it, you know, far and away the best entertainment money I've ever spent by like however many zeros you can imagine. Mm-hmm. And so it's fine. Like, to sort of cut it off. And yeah, if I could transfer my character over to the new game, then that would be fine. But if you can't, I don't care. I think that's less important than modernizing it, getting something that doesn't have the weight of and technical debt of all of the previous expansions and things that weren't in the engine originally. And so that's what I think.
I just killed 7 or 8 revenants, I think, and I'm still alive. Okay,
hey,
I'm going to find some place safe to crouch down, then I'll give you my thoughts.
Yep, I'd be for a new game. You said exactly how I feel a couple of weeks ago. Like, I don't get angry anymore about however the new things come with this game, because it doesn't really hurt all the things I've had fun with. I've played this game for so much orders of magnitude more than I've played any other game. All the other games that I have had put together, probably. I've had more hours. Mm-hmm. Hours in this game, so nothing really to complain about there. That's why I've not been disappointed with all the recent updates, because it's not subtracting from anything.
Yeah, it's taken a long time to make the story go along, and I guess I'm a little impatient with it too, but at the same time it's just like, oh, okay, whatever. I'm sort of watching it happen at the end when we can look back and say, and this is how the Thargoid War played out. I hope it's really cool. And I hope they, you know, if they introduce combat back into it as a significant part of it, then maybe I'll feel the interest to come back and get involved, I guess. But otherwise, I'm kind of watching the story, I guess. If that makes sense.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, I'm with you. I don't know. If I really, I don't know. A lot of the problems in this game, you don't really notice until you've played it for a long time, and then everything because you've seen it so many times. And like, I mean, the aliasing that you see every time you play this game is just it's gross, and there's so many games that do things like that so much better, and this game could be so much prettier and just, you know, so much with it. My only thing with an expansion is, I mean, what do they do? Set it like 60 years in the future, and then, you know,
sure, yeah, that, I mean, whatever.
Then, well, then, you know, a lot of people who worry about progress and stuff, only what 0.05% of the galaxy or whatever has, you know, people's names on it and stuff like that. Right. We're still living in the same galaxy. There's probably going to be a catalog. You could have people keep their discoveries and stuff to the next game. It'd be a good kind of nod for the longtime players that, you know, these were the players playing the last game and their names are on these. There's still, you know,
you could do that if you created a new bubble.
Billion.
If you just had just put some lore in there that like a new bubble was created and now we live here, and yeah, like that's fine. You could leave the discoveries in if you want. You could transfer characters over if you wanted. Just make a new area or something, I guess.
But that's how you could sunset this game, as you know, people have always talked about wanting the bubble to burn is kind of maybe that's how that ends as we lose the Thargoid War here, as we, you know, run away out to the stars, maybe everybody's heading towards Colonia or something, and then that's how the game kind of ends. And then when you get in the new game, the new bubble is around Colonia, you know, something like that.
Yeah, it's just it's nothing
be taking back Sol.
To sort of take the conversation from the other direction, like why couldn't you do that with an expansion? Is because to me it's you're just so limited as to what you can do, and things have to change. Seemingly things have to change at these major update points. For example, there's just the general networking thing. Like I think, you know, four people in a wing and really just a lot of struggles trying to create and drag people into instances and things, like so many of the scenarios and stuff that happen that are ad hoc, you just can't get more than four people into reliably, and you can do a lot better. I mean, that's just not how, that's not up to snuff for a new game, you know? And so that's why I kind of feel that way. Yeah, I mean, really, there's a lot of, you know, you can talk about aliasing and things like that. And there's various other, like, I'm sure they're engine related bugs, be that networking or the aliasing, or the, it always bothers me the way the shadows, the planetary shadows are based on the player position, not the planet position. That just sucks me out of it. It's just a minor thing. It's like, whatever, it's not a big deal. But like, and to explain what I mean, like you can observe this. If you find a planet with moons and if you are in starlight, the moons will be in starlight. But if you fly into the shadow of that planet, the moons of that planet will be in shadow. And you can look at them as you fly into the shadow and you'll see it happen right before your eyes. They'll transition. Just because the way the game is calculating starlight position, it just says, we're in shadow now. Right. And so everything is. And so these are clearly like, these are just old game engine things, like whatever. So I would rather have it.
Yeah.
I would be totally okay, you know, and to speak of like, it's okay. You know, obviously people have different opinions. If you feel like, if my progress got taken away, you'd lose interest and wouldn't play. Okay. Well, all right. But I don't think you're going to get another expansion anyway. I don't think you're choosing an either or. Probably a sequel to this game will happen, maybe, or nothing will happen, probably. I highly doubt there'll be another expansion anyway.
But I think a lot of it comes down to FDev's situation. I mean, you know, as a company, they seem to have issues. And I've said for a long time, I love this game in spite of, you know, Frontier. I just feel that they've really messed up a lot of steps along the way. And especially even with some of their other, you know, IPs and things they've attempted to do, they've shown they aren't very good at what they do, unfortunately, lately.
Yeah, that gets tough. And
that's the other thing. Do I hope
the knowledge or the interest really to commentate on that specifically? But yeah, it's something's up.
Well, I often wonder if, you know, just another company buying the IP might be even a better deal all around anyway.
Mm.
You know, mm. and somebody else moving forward with this whole thing.
Well, I'll tell you what. So let's flip this around a little bit. And maybe we can close on this. So a sequel comes, let's assume a sequel comes, what would be your, like, give me a short list of stuff that you would want it to have. And I mean, we're assuming, and so we don't need to mention, like, you know, the multiplayer aspect kind of works better and it's more modernized and we can have instances with 20 or 40 people easily, right? Just like stuff just works in a way that you would naturally have it work for a multiplayer. And like, let's assume the graphics are good. Okay, whatever. That's off the table. So what gameplay stuff would you be interested in? Or have you thought about it at all? I've thought about it a little bit. Maybe I'll go first.
Yeah, go first.
And then we'll see. Maybe this isn't much of a discussion. I mean, I like what we have in the game now. I would like if basically pretty much all of that was kind of carried over, but we can build on it. And the things that I would kind of be interested in would be a little bit more survival mechanics, like in such a way that I feel like could enhance and make more interesting things in the game, like exploration, because when there's survival mechanics, exploration becomes more interesting, like some resource management regarding things that you need to run your ship, keep yourself alive, oxygen, food, stuff like that. I think there could be a lot more to do with that. I think a little bit more varied stuff as far as system security could make for gameplay that has to do with, you know, legal or illegal missions and mercenary services. And this could all, you know, be in service of those sorts of survival mechanics, right? Maybe you have to find or earn the things that you need to survive. And I just feel like not a lot was done as far as aspects of things like smuggling and stealth and stuff like that. I love shipbuilding as it is in this game, but it really could be kicked up a notch if you add that to it. Instead of just it's the performance of my modules, maybe there's a little bit more to it in that regard. And survival mechanics, obviously we would have to carry along the on-foot thing. It would need to be more ubiquitous, right? We'd have to be able to walk around inside ships and treat your own hunger and stuff like that.
Because right now you are your ship. When you're in your ship, there is no
human. Right. We sort of transition into, and that's always the way it was, and they patched in a bit where now you can transition to being a person, but you still become a ship when you're in it.
Yeah.
Very much so.
Or like an anamorph. Effectively. But
I mean, that's a lot of the wish list stuff. Yeah, I mean, that's just it. If they come up with a new game, it'd be like being able to go down on water worlds and go underwater, being able to land on, you know, Earth-like worlds and stuff. You know, that's just taking procedural generation, you know, a whole nother step where, you know, that'd be the next jump in tech. And yeah, it just kind of unifying the game. Like you said, it's still, you're a ship or you're a person walking around. There's no kind of in between. It's not a cohesive connection between those two.
With a new game engine, you probably could, right? So it would probably become no longer an unreasonable request.
Exactly. And I've always, you know, this game has always blown my mind that it exists, what they did with the Stellar Forge and stuff. And yeah, just being to build the entire game to work from the micro to the macro and everything work out really well. I'm trying, my brain is, you know, most of it is just making the stuff in the game right now work better is what a lot of it comes down to. Yeah. But adding new stuff is, you know, like you said, improving smuggling, improving the mission stuff, having missions that involve space and ground, and, you know, just combining it.
Yeah.
Giving some, like I said, cohesion to the game. I'll quit using the same.
Reasons to leave the populated area too, like missions that are like, okay, you've just got to go somewhere. And somehow making that worthwhile or as it happens, necessary. You know, we need you to, you know, you need to find some resource. You need to find a source for this resource or whatever it is. Yeah, I like that, like water worlds and other sorts of things. Like, I feel like a sequel to this game if it still had planetary restrictions, like some planets are inaccessible, that would be a bad look, right? We need to have like a generational upgrade in now we can go, like you said, micro to macro on all of them. And personally, I like I said, I'm interested in the survival thing, especially being a space game, because space is an environment that doesn't want you to be alive in it.
Is it dangerous?
Right. Yeah. So that would make it would be a lot more things to be dangerous, like having danger around dangerous objects. And I mean, Water Worlds is fun to procedurally generate, but like Ammonia Worlds are wildly dangerous to human beings. Let's explore what that means for what we have to do and what equipment we have to bring. Gas giants. How about having to have the right kinds of shielding to survive the radiation of even being, you know, gravitationally near them?
Yeah.
Because that's real.
I mean, a lot too is, you know, what Starfield has done raising the bar on some things. Like their shipbuilding that they've got going on is absolutely freaking bonkers. And if we had stuff like that in this game, especially,
I question
higher
that,
economy,
though,
I think is a big deal.
Okay, yeah. I really question like the actually piecing together the shape of the ship, though, because unless it's going to be like a Kerbal Space Program type of thing where you've got to build, because I think Starfield gets away with that by the fact that like your ship has an agility, you know, score. Mm-hmm. And that's not the way this game universe and this IP works, you know?
Yeah, but I'm saying, you know, we have the, you know, there is some physics and there's a flight model and stuff. And
yeah. Maybe if you could thread that needle,
I'm not saying that would be easy to do. You know,
yeah,
that'd be like your.
Oh, I'm looking at an interceptor. It's doing like the barnacle thing where it scans on the surface. It's doing it to one of those what you're calling gazebos.
Huh. Mm.
I just saw one of the Orthrus like do its little scan beam into the tip of the gazebo thing. Oh, and then I got a shutdown missile. And another one. Once they get you once, yeah. That's cool. I like that, actually.
But I do like the player economy and stuff like that this time. You know, make it like it's a living universe with an economy, because BGS and all that stuff, obviously, let's talk power play can come back in a new improved version. BGS, just, you know, another level, more buckets to fill and things like that. But having a player economy, that's, you know, that kept me playing WoW for probably 3 years longer than I wanted to, because all I was doing is, you know, playing with the economy and stuff. And then they ended up screwing that up at some point. But I think that would be a lot of fun. And I mean, selling, you know, especially people getting into the game late with the learning curve and stuff on this, having the ability for experienced players to help newer players by selling them ship modules and engineering. You know, people complain about the engineering grind. Let people who just want to go mining, get minerals, and buy engineered modules make that a thing. I don't see why it's not.
That would be a tough one to hit. The economy stuff is tricky, because it's sort of like, how do you make things have value but also be attainable? So I don't know.
To me, that shakes itself out in the end. I mean, because, you know, if certain mats are harder to get, they're going to be people, and they know they can sell them for more. Those are the things people will go. And then if a bunch of people start doing that, all of a sudden, supply is going to be higher than demand, so that's going to go down. People are going to quit doing it. It works itself out. It really does. So, but that's just me. I like doing those kind of things in games. So,
it could work. I would say, usually the way, if this were to happen, kind of the way we're describing it, some things, some detail, right, would probably need to be cut to make room for the new detail.
Mm-hmm.
And I Power personally, you know, is it an accident that I thought of that comment while Chig was talking about bringing Power Play back through?
Sorry, go ahead. I interrupted.
No, I mean, I literally did think of it at that moment. But anyway, that's just because I personally have not cared about Power Play, but it's also like, even people who like Power Play, I think, kind of agree that it was wrongly implemented. So it's just, this is like a, things get, you know, the lessons, with lessons learned, you know, we have another kind of swing at it. Because obviously something interesting could happen with power play. And if we're doing things with dangerous parts of the galaxy, it's, you know, becomes this faction system. And speaking of like Bethesda RPGs, oh shoot, I'm watching that Orthrus just went into a custard portal in the side of the largest spire.
Oh,
there's custard portals in the spires. I just watched him go in. Oh yeah, there's one on every side of it. I can see now the spot where it goes.
I had not seen anything fly in. I had only seen things fly out. So
yeah, they returned to base. I don't know what I was talking. I'm thinking about like, you know, the transition from that Bethesda made from like Oblivion to Skyrim, and like some of the, and from Morrowind to Oblivion, and there are details in character creation that get cut so that complexity can be added elsewhere, because it does at a certain point get to be too much for, you know, people to grasp. Like a game can get too deep and it loses the some of the game fun.
I mean, possibility, but one thing that this game never really had is like a pilot role, because you were your ship in this game. And then also they added this thing where you get out of your ship. So we're all just pilots, Federation pilots. But if you actually, when you created your initial character, having you want to be a space pirate,
like RPG mechanics.
Yeah, exactly. Just something like that, that then affects the kind of missions you have and stuff. You go into it thinking an explorer, but then again, that gets me into, I think we should be able to have more than one commander, you know?
Perspective.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the fact that we have a launcher that we sign into with a Frontier account, but that wasn't just always from the beginning totally transferable, and like, the fact that Steam has to be locked to one rather than Steam just launching the launcher. Like, why? It's so stupid. It's not how any other MMO works.
No, this works. That's not how any of this works.
Any game with a launcher uses its launcher. This game has a launcher but doesn't use it and still requires you to... Anyway, we could do without all that. We could not bring that stuff along. I would be really...
Do you want to log in using Steam?
I use the stripped down launcher that whoever made because
this is maybe one thing where updates have actually subtracted from the game experience.
I heard about that the Elite mini launcher that somebody made that's just like a terminal window, and I didn't care about like saving myself a few seconds, which seemed to be the, you know, saving me a few seconds, and it seemed to be the main selling point for it. But yeah, when the new launcher made me like click several extra buttons and like almost two or three times a week would log me out and make me re-authenticate with Steam, and then afterwards ask me if I wanted to log in with Steam after I just fucking authenticated with Steam because it told me to for the ninth time. Yeah, no, I killed that. And guess what? Works perfectly even through updates, even through game updates. But the mini launcher.
Let's go one step further on this new stupid launcher of theirs. The old launcher, you'd see the news right on the front page, and you'd see the new paint jobs right on the front page, so they could sell you stuff and have stuff. Now you have to actually manually scroll. So I never see the new paint jobs.
I never see news anymore.
Yep. And it looks good. Nope.
It doesn't
anymore.
Fit on the spot that I wanted it to, that I had it opening on my monitors. And Anyway, it's gone. I don't use that crap anymore now.
That's just a terrible, terrible, terrible idea from a marketing standpoint. Let's take our ads and make them look for them.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Oh, speaking of, if we're just going to complain for a little while,
I got to go in like 5 minutes.
All right. Well, whatever. There's no sense being negative. Yeah. Frontier has not been, the money-making aspect of this game is like selling arcs and stuff. And there's just so many things that people have been wanting forever. Nobody's ever made new fleet carrier interior colors for money. It's just unbelievable what hasn't ever been done that people would just shell out tons and tons of money for. And then what was it, last week or the week before, new ship kits come out and they're basically just almost exactly the same versions as the as the I forget what they're called, not extraction, but like the
I know, yeah,
the rescue ones, and they're even on the same ships, and it's like you're gonna put out a redo of those, and you're not even gonna put them on different ships. What a complete fucking waste of time! It's insulting. These people want to give you money.
Yeah,
please, like, what the hell is the problem?
Yep.
Insane, yep. Insane. Okay,
it's bonkers.
It's time to cut it off. Well, that turned out to be not such a bad episode, unless you hate hearing us talk.
Well, here's the problem is you told this is going to be the rest of the show right here, us just right. talking about doing something, and people probably actually left because of that. Then we actually talked about stuff. Great.
Oh boy, what are we gonna do?
No,
all right. Well, this concludes our new episode, our latest episode called Spoiler Alert. Don't know what else to do about it. So yeah. That's that. Hey, thanks everybody for listening. Any other words before we cut it off?
Existential.
Oh yeah. That's probably like, how many syllables is that, Jake?
I don't know. 4 to 7.
4 to 7 syllable word. It really gets you up in the morning. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks everyone for listening/watching. If you're watching the video version that just has a picture, if you're a YouTuber,
you're a total monster. If you are,
whatever. People can comment on YouTube videos. It's actually sort of a better way of commenting. But you know what the best way is? Join our Discord. There's Discord links in the show notes. And if you want to support the show on Patreon, we'd love to have you. And there's a link for that in the show notes too. So that's going to do it. See you all next week for some more Lucy's screwy nonsense.
Space talk with buddies. No, space talk buddies and talk.
Space, yeah. Space chats and the friends. The friends of the and anyway. See you later.
Bye. Thousand space.
Bye.